The president of Georgia's boasting that his troops have pacified South Ossetia. Russia's news agency TASS says its forces are in a fierce battle around the regional capital. You can be forgiven for not knowing about South Ossetia. It's a chunk of land in the Caucasus Mountains, a little bigger than half the size of the state of Delaware, reaching down into Georgia. The World's Matthew Bell reports on what's behind the fighting.
The northern part of Ossetia is in Russia. South Ossetia lies in Georgia. Tensions with Russia have been simmering ever since Georgia seceded in the early 1990s. Russia gives financial and military support to an active independence movement in South Ossetia. Moscow has also handed out Russian passports to people living there. But Georgia sees South Ossetia as an integral part of Georgia. President Mikhail Saakashvili, in fact, has staked his political life on it. That's the background to what's been happening there in the last couple of days. It's not clear who started the fighting in South Ossetia. The Georgians say it was separatist forces and their Russian backers. They say Russian planes have bombed Georgian territory. Georgia said it has shot down two Russian fighters. President Saakashvili said today that he had no choice but to order Georgian forces to act in self-defense.
The only moment when I gave order to shoot back was then when Russian tanks moved in. That was beyond that. That was clearly the red line. And certainly we shot back at those tanks, and we shot back at people shooting at us.
Saakashvili compared the overall situation in South Ossetia to some of the Soviet-era conflicts of the past.
It's no longer Czechoslovakia of 1968. You cannot bring into tanks like to Budapest in 1956. We are talking about free, democratic, multi-ethnic nation that adheres to the principles of democracy and inclusive society.
The Georgian president said his country wants peace and development, not trouble, and certainly not trouble with its larger and far more powerful neighbor, Russia. Moscow says the Georgian military is the aggressor in all this. Russia says at least 10 of its soldiers have been killed in the fighting. It accused Georgian forces of shelling civilians as well. The Russians say they're sending in reinforcements simply to protect their citizens in South Ossetia. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
Under the Russian Constitution, under the Russian laws, the President of the Russian Federation is obliged to take necessary measures to protect life and dignity of the Russian citizens. And those who are responsible for the loss of life would not avoid justice.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev today accused Georgia of embarking on a dirty adventure. Medvedev said, in compliance with the law, it's his duty to defend all Russian citizens, no matter where they are based. That's a reference to those new Russian passport holders in South Ossetia. Russia is not happy that Georgian President Saakashvili wants to join NATO. The expansion of the U.S.-led military alliance is viewed with extreme unease in Moscow. Today, European and United Nations officials are calling on all sides to step back from the brink. So is Washington. The White House says President Bush is being updated on the situation while he attends the Olympics in Beijing. Georgia is strategically important to the United States for a variety of reasons. It's part of the Caucasus, which straddle the Middle East, Asia, and Europe. The region is a vital transit point for oil and natural gas. The Bush administration has also been a vocal supporter of the democracy movement that put the current Georgian president in power 5 years ago. Still, the U.S. needs to be careful. Celeste Wallander is a Russia expert at Georgetown University.
Georgia and Russia have got to figure out a way to live next to one another, and so that intrinsically implies some kind of political agreement and political resolution and compromise. And you know, the United States would not be helping itself or either party if it implied anything other than the need for all parties to compromise and find a political resolution.
Wallander says Georgia's military would be sure to lose big in an all-out war against Russia, and if the conflict in South Ossetia continues to escalate, she says, there's the danger of new and even larger separatist conflicts breaking out elsewhere in the Caucasus region. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.